In this addition to part one of tests, and I just wanted to, before I forget, I want to say a few words about something I saw yesterday. From a few friends that told me about their states they're going through, very similar states. Such where people find themselves in the states of helplessness, weakness, cannot do anything, don't know what's happening before them, what they need to be doing, what's required of them, and mostly that they can't see, can't discover any forces, especially physical forces, to do anything, and they are on different levels of recognizing this state. And a part of them, why did I think it's worthwhile speaking about it? A part of them started to respond to, meaning to discover that this is happening in such a way the upper providence, the creator, is pushing them to connect to the society, to receive forces, powers from the society. And when they discover this need, that there's no other choice, that this is the only way they can continue to live, even the force to live they don't have, only then they take a step forward, they connect to the society even more, and they begin to receive the powers from the environment. That's how the Creator is working with us. Meaning he's weakening us in our feelings, in our intellect, in our actions. He's showing us how without the force of bestowal we cannot advance, and we have nowhere from which to take the force of bestowal except from the environment. That I will look at the friends, I will envy them, that I will appreciate them even more, that I will want to adhere to them, even if they seem to me as small, beginners, it doesn't matter. The important thing is to incorporate in the environment, because the force of the environment is not some individual force, it's the force of the Creator. Even if they are beginners and they have nothing, as Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma says about his small students. And in this way we can receive powers, awakening, and what appeared to us as a tall mountain where we can do nothing, we have no strength, no desire, no motivation, we grow weaker, the hands drop, everything withers. But to the extent that we begin to connect to the society, no matter what, because we see that by that and only by that do we have the ability to arise, to lift ourselves up, then we begin to receive powers. And those powers are not the same that we had before the descent, before the fall. Rather, these are spiritual powers because they come from the Creator through the Ten. So those who grow weaker, and we constantly find ourselves in these states, pay attention. If you can connect to your tents, to your environment, or in general to the entire group of the entire worldwide group of Nebauch, if you receive any forces from this, these will be spiritual forces, and you'll be able to practically advance towards the Creator. That's it. That's what I wanted to say. That I saw that some of our friends are getting such forms of weakness that they completely wither. They are unable to do anything by their own strength. They used to be able, and now they're not. And it brings them to a state where they are simply without any power. They are better off dead. And then they have nothing left for them except to connect to the society, to the environment, and to receive new forces and advance through the group. They will find the connection with the Creator, and they'll be able to receive from Him new forces, new powers, spiritual powers. So do not despair, do not fall. Do not think that I have no powers. Of course I have no powers. I don't have any powers. I'm the created being, not the Creator. And to receive powers from the Creator is possible only through the environment, and to get to a state where I receive powers from the environment is only in the condition that I've despaired of the love of self. As it's written, there is no happier moment in a person's life except when he feels that he's despaired of his own strength and he has nowhere from which to receive the strength. Because then he needs to turn to the Creator, and the connection with the Creator is through the society. The contact with the Creator is through the society, and he receives.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Rav, it appeared exactly like you said, like yesterday, but it appeared like that it was like that the whole 10 was weakened. So, what I understand from you is that we should connect to the bigger group. But if the 10 is weakened as a whole, should we not focus first on trying to connect in the 10? Or doesn't matter if one of the members of the 10 just makes a line with the world kli and brings it to the 10? Is that the salvation?
If the 10, even the entire 10 is in a descent, is fallen, is growing weaker, it can find within itself forces for renewal. It's not mandatory for it to connect to the world kli and to start looking for things there. Although each of our tens has tens that are closer to it, nearby, they are in contact with more than others, because that's how it is in the system. There are tens that are closer, tens that are more, that are further apart. So it's not a must for you to go out and look for connection in general with other tens, other external tens, but rather inside the ten. If you decide that you need to strengthen the connection between you, you can grow stronger because the Creator is nevertheless in you, but in a concealed way. And if you grow stronger, if you apply the pressure, if you feel that this is your salvation, then you will succeed, even without leaving the boundaries of your one.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Спасибо. По-моему, последние дни вопрос касательно того, что где человек.
In my view, in the last few days, the question is where can a person nullify himself, and where does he need to demand? This question is not sufficiently clear. Can you maybe describe some measurements? Where do I nullify and where do I demand?
No. This is something a person has to scrutinize by himself. But as long as he has connection with the environment, good connection, bad connection, there is a sense. The sense, as long as he's constantly in contact within the society. And this will be. This will grow stronger. And by that, things will be clarified. Just do not let go. Always be in that same direction. I, the group, the creator. There is no other path. I, through the group, to the creator, and creator, through the group, to me. And this way we advance. What I started to speak about is because I saw this phenomenon in our friends that are growing weaker on the path. They think that they have no more forces, no more, not enough desire. And what to do if there's no desire and there are no forces, no powers? So some of them started to discover that this situation must come to a person who advances, because only this will bring him to greater connection with the society and within the society with the Creator, for him to truly begin to reveal the system correctly, the way it functions, so it would stop being concealed as it was before, but become more apparent. You want to ask, Niv?
I assume that the friends in that state know this advice of incorporating in the environment and getting strength from there. It's the main advice. The question is...
No, I talked about a state where a person doesn't know this is what he has to do. Not that he doesn't know because he hasn't heard about it and he wasn't in it, but rather that he is in such a descent, such a fall, such a disconnection, mostly lack of strength, lack of power to advance, to study, to do anything. The forces of spiritual life have left him. Maybe even corporeally is not the way he was before. And then, even if he was with us for years, it doesn't matter. On the contrary, it's a person who's a veteran of spiritual work in this life. So he simply needs to discover from zero, from his inner darkness, that he has no choice but to again and again connect to the Ten.
Typically we say that in that state a person is like dead. He needs others to pick him up and help him.
Each one of us needs to feel always that there's a group that never lets him go, that pushes him forward, pulls him behind her. And that's how he can advance, yes.
So how will he feel that?
He will feel it because the society constantly cares about each and everyone, not to fall, to remain with everyone. The concern for the unity of the society and the general advancement of the society has to be a permanent care.
Last question. Still, I didn't understand why this time, what does he need to do this time so that he can receive strength from the environment as opposed to other times?
This is the upper providence, when he feels himself so helpless, no desire, no yearning, no power. He knows not what to do. The path disappears, the work. His hands just wither. What to do? But he nevertheless exists on being with others, annulling before them, and gradually he feels that this is the form of advancement. And again, there are such states where that have to go over us only in this way. There are many people who used to be with us and have left. They actually left. And they have certain demand even from me. Why am I not helping them? And it's impossible to help them overtly the way they understand that help needs to come. Rather, in spirituality, the consideration is only with raising man from a person through the general soul, meaning through the society, to the Creator. And also, it comes back from the Creator in this way. So if these people won't succeed in annulling and continuing, they have no choice. They will certainly go back to their lives. Maybe they'll succeed in corporeality, or maybe they'll enter a different society that gives them a feeling of advancement, not with the force of bestowal, in order to bestow, but using different methods, corporeal methods. That's how it is. What can you do? But we need to know that, nevertheless, our advancement depends only on the connection between us and the society. The extent to which a person annuls himself, truly melts in his society, and together with them he advances. By making himself zero, as Rabash writes, the more zeros, the more forces he receives of one and one and one from above through the society. K2.
Yeah, good morning. It's interesting, I just reached out to a friend yesterday, not in my 10, who I hadn't seen and was checking on. And he got back to me through a message and described exactly the state that he was going through, exactly like you described it. And my first impulse was that this was an enviable state, and an opportunity to reach out and to contact or to directly request of the Creator. But he seemed to think that it was something to be somewhat embarrassed about and wanted to keep it asked me to keep it a secret from his 10 or not to speak of it.
So that's why I started to talk about it a little bit. So you'll know. We understand, but we keep forgetting because spiritual states renew themselves each time they appear to us a little differently. But the transition from state to state, from degree to degree, is always when a person falls and everything he had disappears from him, all his intellect, his feeling, the path, nothing. He falls into a new will to receive that now appears greater, deeper, full of a feeling of helplessness, and he has to go through it. And he can go through it only on the condition that he maintains the corporeal schedule, which is a study and everything that belongs to the system that he's accustomed to, and the connection with the society, even Even when he doesn't quite know what to do, he maintains a general framework. And then he receives help and the Creator takes him out.
From this, then, one, how does a friend or how does one recognize that this is an enviable state, that this is a state where you recognize that you are primed or well prepared for an advancement? And two, the question is.
No. Hold on. If he discovers anything except for the fall, the descent, the helplessness, the darkness, that he has no physical strength, he has no thoughts in his mind, he's dead. If he does not attain that state, then you can say that he is exchanging his state with a new state, a more advanced state. So he can't be in a state of weakness and understand that it is weakness in order to advance him. He has to go through the state of weakness in all truthfulness, that this is the end, that I'm better off dead than alive. That's how he needs to feel. And then he unlaws himself as much as possible, meaning he gets carried with the state, and he enters the new state. But the Creator begins to shine to him and awaken him and add forces to him, the force of faith, for force of bestowal, and that's how he transitions to the next state. But the transition between the states is when a person is seemingly dead. He's got no feeling, no mind, no future, no nothing.
He has to turn to the Creator directly, right? Through the friends.
He has no strength for that as well. He doesn't have the power for it. He can feel that he wants to turn to the Creator, but he has no desire for it. He can think that he needs to turn to the Creator, but he doesn't have the thought. He needs to recognize, to get to know the state itself, that neither in his mind nor in his heart, he's got no foundation on which to turn to the Creator.
So then if he doesn't have the strength or the ability to want to crawl out of his own state, he doesn't have the ability to turn to his friends from embarrassment, shame, just disconnection completely. Is it the obligation of the group then to recognize this state?
Nachon.
Okay.
Nachon.
Right. Correct. What do we do with someone who is dead? We take him to the cemetery. We bury him. That's what we have to do with the dead. This is our obligation towards a person who was close to us. That's what we have to do with the friend. We had a friend, now he's dead in spirituality. Dead in spirituality. He cannot participate with us. But what does he do? He's seemingly emotionless, without any spiritual movement among us. And we have to strengthen him and as much as possible continue with him. And he does nothing. He keeps certain things in order to maintain his body, and that's it. And then in this way, this is called, this is the meaning of helping him even when he's dead. And after a while, he wakes up, the Creator revives him, and he is resurrected. That's it. And he begins to acquire a new force. And when he goes through that state, it means that he comes to a new incarnation and he starts to live on a new level, a level of new connection with the Creator.
What does it mean for a 10 to take their friend to the cemetery?
It's when we give him all the conditions in order to slowly advance through the state called dead in spirituality. And you can see on him that he's practically almost dead in corporeality as well. He has no physical strength. And in this way, with our help, he's going through the state of disconnection from the spiritual life. He receives a spiritual burial and eventually the resurrection of the dead. The Creator gives him a new spirit of life and he's renewed.
What does this mean for us in general as a world kli, that we see this phenomena happening to many friends? What is that a sign of for us? It's a good sign?
This is a very good sign that we are going, we are renewing from one state to the next. The next state will be higher spiritually, and it could be so high after such incarnations, several incarnations, that we'll begin to feel the Creator working with us and how we are working and influencing Him, and we'll come to what we call the revelation of the Creator.
Rav, buongiorno, grazie. Questo è proprio lo stato dove io mi trovo adesso, mi sento più morto che vivo.
This is exactly the state where I find myself now, much more dead than alive, and I know in my mind that my direction is spirituality, but in corporeality I'm never satisfied, meaning every time I want something and I realize it, I no longer want it, and it's very confusing to me. So, do I need to focus on organizing my life in relation to the spiritual work? Because I don't know what is the truth here. I feel I'm being drawn to the right and the left, and there's no stability.
We have so much material to read from the writings of Baal Sulam and Rabash. I'll tell you only one thing. Try to constantly fill yourself with what's written in those articles, and additionally, whatever the mind doesn't do, time does. A person has to patiently go through all these states, and the main thing, as it's written, is anything but leave. Do not go back to corporeal life only, where there is truly spiritual death. And try to be especially in dissemination. If you feel that you have something that you can add to, then add in dissemination. You specifically can be. Spain too.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, usted dice que en los descensos nos viene una nueva versión del deseo de recibir.
You said that the descents take on a new form of the will to receive.
Deseo de recibir ese nuevo.
During the awakening, the new will to receive helps us, or it continues to work against us.
Even when it continues to work against us, it's also a form of help. The will to receive is mostly helping us. The fact that it's making us fall down is making us weaker. That's the way he helps us, he's helping us realize that without a creator, we are helpless. Clear? Good. Nevertheless, we have to help the friend who feels himself falling in all kinds of ways, not directly, indirectly. Take him to learn something, to do some work in the group, go on a, maybe on a hike, on a day trip, do something together, call him, not during the lesson, but in other times. To awaken him. Maybe we need to speak to his wife. Ask her what's happening, what's going on with him. So she could help without mentioning this call to her. All kinds of forms that we have to activate in order to save the friend, bring him closer to the ten. That's it.
Ну вот в этом и вопрос, Раф, что я же говорю, когда делаешь это сам, то
есть. This is the question, Rav. When you do it yourself, nothing works. When do you succeed in including all the ten in this process of caring for the friend? Then it does work. But usually, you can't activate all the ten. So what do you do when you see that a friend is falling and the ten says, no, it's all good, he'll come back?
To try, nevertheless, to talk about it with the ten. And if not with the ten, even by herself, try to bring him closer to the group. There's nothing to do, only in this way. And as we discussed earlier, we are in between the degrees. Since then, everything disappears, and I want nothing, and I'm dead, I have no emotional, physical power, I have nothing, and there you need the social preparation. That's why the Creator shattered the general vessel, and specifically in the connection between us, we bring ourselves back into the system that is before the Creator. By myself, I am never facing the Creator. I can receive certain awakening from Him, but this awakening will be only for me to connect to the Ten, and the Ten is already standing before the Creator and can be connected. In all kinds of states, but you can't count on it. We have to nevertheless prepare ourselves in advance. We have to prepare ourselves. And the main thing is to have times. Let's say 9 p.m. You're going to bed, no matter what. Otherwise, you won't be able to wake up to the lesson. This has to be mandatory, not to drag things, not to linger. Everything has to be according to the schedule. Rabash was very concerned about maintaining.
כן, תודה רב. לגבי החוק הזה שעוזרים.
Yes, thank you, Rav. About this law of helping a friend twice, and if it doesn't work, you let him be. Is that correct also for a friend in the center, or only for a friend who's left?
No, it's for everyone. For everyone, you have to try to help, and more than once. More than twice, also.
More than twice.
חבר, עזב, פניתי אליו פעמיים ולא.
My friend left, I turned to him twice and he didn't get back to me, so continue to turn
to him. No, that's enough. Maybe in a few months you could try again, but Because on his part, there's also a matter of pride and maybe some justification of his new path, or so you have to give him an option.
Compared to that, a friend in a descent?
Oh, that's a different thing. That's a friend you have to always carry, always hold. That is not, that doesn't mean that he left. He just fell on the path. And also it's not exactly a fall. It's a small descent for the sake of ascent. It's actually in order to
Tony from Latin 11 is asking, how can I connect my 10 in the right way in order to draw the light that would give us a strength when my 10 doesn't want to let go of the klipot?
This is not important. What it wants or not, he has to work according to what is written. This is what the Creator is giving him, and that's what he has to cope with. And what he thinks, that they are in klipot and he's not, it might be the other way around. You have to keep going on the path, even though you have such friends and such a ten. You have to still try to see. That's what the Creator gives you.
Manuel from Latin 11 is asking, if the friends are in a descent and disconnected and they have to accept the support of the society, what can we do then if he feels that the society itself is in a state of no connection or low spirits or despair?
Try to gather and discuss this. Read some specific article from Rabash about this. And try to read things in a way that it will help you lift up. There's nothing more to do. Only by reading the material together you can recover.
From the focus group, if he has no desire, no strength, and they took the power of life from him, where does he get the strength to annul and surrender before the society to receive strength from it?
The strength forces will be received from the Creator. The Creator is in those states where one feels a descent. These descents are done by the Creator, and the Creator is present in them. And he waits for when he can help the person. If a person prepares a 10 for himself in advance and tries to be in some way in the lessons and in these social activities, then the Creator has an opportunity to awaken the person. So we have to do all of the mechanical actions based on the clock, based on the calendar, so that it awakens us to make an action even though we don't want to. Like, say, a baby cries. There's no choice. You have to wake up, get out of bed, and take care of it because he's crying. Same thing here. You have to create such states that will force you to wake up.
And before the appearance of the line, again 84, why weren't the four phases mentioned as 4 degrees, one below the other, during the restriction and before the appearance of the line? 84, answer. Before the illumination of the line, phase 4 did not regard herself as coarse and low. that reason, there is no issue of the impact she has on the degrees. Again, the question, why weren't the four phases mentioned as 4 degrees, one below the other, during the restriction and before the appearance of the line? Answer, before the illumination of the line, phase 4 did not regard itself as thick or as coarse and low and lowly, and for that reason there is no issue of the impact she has on the degrees.
Before the illumination of the line, there was a world of Ein Sof, meaning equal to all, and the light would fill all the desires and all the phases, all the differences between the desires, and there was no feeling that something separates between this and this and that and this, that and the other. Everything was weighed according to the same standard. There was nothing more or less. And only after the line appeared and the restriction, and with respect to the restriction, all the discernments in the general will to receive begin to fall into place, then you can say that there are higher desires and lower desires, and then everything begin to become organized according to the coarseness and opposite the light, but not before. That's why he says before the illumination of the line, phase 4 did not regard as herself as thick and low, because there is contained the true great will to receive. For that reason, there is no issue of the impact she has on the degrees.
Yeah.
Meaning that there's still no difference of degrees. Root 1, 2, 3, 4 are not yet felt as any difference of up and down, higher, lower, and so on. These things are not present yet. The line is not active.
85. Why did phase 4 not become coarse immediately at the restriction of the light, and all four phases remained equal?
Meaning, even though the light shines on the degrees, there is no difference of degrees yet.
Answer 85. Because the restriction did not occur due to the disparity of form.
Meaning the restriction was not because of the inferiority of the lower one towards the upper one, the creator. It was because he did not want to agree with being different from the creator. And that, because he wanted to raise himself to a degree closer to the creator. That's why there was no... Another one is better. No.
У нас тоже в работе вот в десятке можно почувствовать такую разницу, что есть.
Also for us in the work in the 10, you can feel the difference where there's just work between us, but also to have work towards the Creator.
When you reach a state where the group is the upper one to all of you, you will feel that the upper force lies in the group, and you will activate yourselves towards that. You have to build the Creator. You have to arrange the group that in it, the power that you will form will be as the Creator. And there is no creator without a created being, which means without a group.
And then we'll be able to measure ourselves.
Of course, then you'll be able to weigh and measure all your actions in your deeds and your intentions, everything towards the creator, which you have formed. Meaning the common force that you establish in the 10, that is your creator. and you'll be able to turn to it and reveal it and see that He precedes you, even though you have discovered Him and built Him, meaning you've built the kli to reveal Him, but He, in truth, is eternal. Niv.
Item 86. Which phase remains empty of light? Which phase remains empty of light? Answer 86. Only phase 4.
Yes, because in it is felt the difference between
acquire the form of bestowal. Again, 87. When will phase 4 also be filled with light? Answer, when the vessels of reception acquire the form of bestowal.
Yes, only in that case there will be, let's say, equivalence between the will to receive and the will to bestow. The phase
Мы прочитали, что наполниться должна четвертая стадия света. А мы же изучали, что вроде как.
We read that phase 4 has to be filled with light, but we also learned that she will never be filled with light.
Phase 4 is fulfilled only by fulfilling the first three phases, and in it there is only an expansion of light of Chassadim. We'll learn that. That's the whole wisdom of Kabbalah.
Again.
What caused the creation of the worlds? Answer, the will to receive that is necessarily there had a desire to embellish itself and resemble the form of the light completely, and that became the cause for the creation of the worlds.
Okay, next.
89. What is the desired purpose of Torah and good deeds? What is the desired purpose of Torah and good deeds? Answer. To make the vessels of reception work in order to bestow. And to bestow. Again, question 90. What is the power of the disclosure of the holy names? Answer, their power is specifically to turn the form of reception into bestowal.
Yes, this is what we try to do in the group, to build such relationships that there will be some light in them according to the equivalence of form between the upper light and what we try to do between us. Some acts of bestowal, so the light will shine among us and will bring us to a state where it organizes us like spiritual vessels, like desires in order to bestow. And then in the connection between us, we will be able to feel the light according to the equivalence of form between the light and what it does with us. And this is how we will discover the Creator.
Again.
Yes.
91. How do the holy names reveal? Answer, by laboring in Torah and good deeds.
Meaning, to the extent that we try to connect among us above the ego, the personal ego of each of us, we connect our vessels, and it is all done by the reforming light. This is called wanting to connect among us. This is called good deeds. How do we connect? Through the reforming light, the light of Torah, which shines on us. And then by this, we come to the holy names, where connection between us will be, in order to discover the Creator. Five.
Thank you. What does Torah and good deeds mean?
Torah is all the light that comes to us from the Creator in order to correct the will to receive. Good deeds are the actions of the created being who wants to be similar to the Creator. To the extent that there is an awakening by the created being to resemble, to be similar to the Creator, to that extent, light from above comes to it, shines on it, and helps it become similar to the Creator. This is called Torah.
And good deeds in the ten. Is that to constantly prepare a vessel?
The efforts to connect. This is mainly good deeds. And the Torah is the light that we, when we awaken the influence of the Creator on us to the extent that we want to connect.
Niv.
Ot tzadi bet.
Niv.
92. What is the end of correction? Gemara Tikkun. Answer. The turning of the form of reception into the form of from the emanator. Again, 93. What is the root of every corruption? Answer. The disparity of form of the will to receive from the emanator.
Yeah. So it's clear that the Creator did it, this change and these corruptions. He did it so that the created being would correct all those corruptions and would understand as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. What is the difference between the will to receive and the intention to bestow? And in this way, it will attain the Creator as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. So that out of the opposite discernment from the Creator, it will come to know the Creator. And that's the way it is in every single attainment in the created being. It has to attain the opposite form. And out of this, also come to the form that is similar. Niv, go on.
94. Why is it not possible to turn a vessel of reception into a vessel of bestow, except here in this world and not in the upper worlds? Again, question 94. Why is it not possible to turn a vessel of reception into a vessel of bestow, except here in this world and not in the upper worlds? Answer. Corruption and correction in the same carrier exist only in this world.
In other words, there is no other state where there are both the will to receive connected and the form of force of bestowal together, and they bestow upon each other and influence one another, unless at a level called this world. Go on.
95. What are the two phases of the light? What are the two phases of the light? Answer, the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chassadim.
Because there is a vessel that can work with the intention to receive and the intention to bestow, and in the intention to receive in order to bestow and to bestow in order to receive, in all of these four forms, the vessel that works opposite from the light, therefore the light that spreads in the vessel has only two forms. Either it spreads in a vessel of reception that works in order to bestow. This is called the light of Chokhmah, light of wisdom, and a light that spreads in a vessel that is only in bestowing in order to bestow. This is called the light of Chassadim, light of mercy. So we have two lights, light of Chokhmah and light of Chassadim. And in this way, they are in four phases. It all depends on the created being.
97. Which light appears with the intensification of the will to bestow? Which light appears with the intensification of the will to bestow?
Well, 97 is clear. It's light of Chasadim, as we learn. And phase 2 and the 4 phases of direct light, the light of Chasadim already appears, because within phase 4, when it feels the Creator, that the Creator wants to bestow, its will to receive changes too, and it also wants to become similar to the Creator. And it performs it in phase 2. It does it in phase 2.
PT 19.
כן, תודה רב. רב, האם העולם הזה נמצא במציאות?
Thank you, Rav. Is this world in the spiritual reality?
אתה מתכוון מה שאנחנו מרגישים?
By this world, you mean what we feel?
Yes.
Of course not. It's the spiritual reality. We can measure things according to their desire. The desires in our world are all for the sake of that created being, so it's in order to receive. So, according to our definition, it's regarded as being in this world. Desires that are with the intention for themselves, but on higher levels are already called klipot, shells. And desires that have the intention to bestow are kedusha, holiness. It's all measured in the will to receive, and the intention by which it operates.
So we are now in this world.
We are in a situation that belongs to no world, doesn't belong to any world.
So how can we perform these corrections?
If we receive from above, if we unite among us and receive from above the power of the light, the power of bestowal, according to this, our will to receive will acquire a certain form of bestowal, and then accordingly we'll be able to say what state we're in, what degree toward the light of Ein Sof we are in.
So we're in the preparation towards it.
We are in a preparation period. Niv, go on.
98. Which two lights are contained in every emanated being? Which two lights are contained in every emanated being? The answer? Light of Chokhmah and light of Chasadim.
Yes, to the extent that the created being wants to receive, the light of wisdom shines in it. To the extent that it wants to bestow, the light of Chasadim shines in it. If he's already achieved corrections, then he's already got light of Chasadim that wants to bestow, and in the light of Chasadim, the light of Chokhmah spreads.
PT 30.
About these two lights, they have to be equal, or should we prefer one over the other?
We have to yearn to have light of chasadim for sure, light of mercy, because by this we are certain to be directed toward the Creator. We are in the quality of bestowal, and accordingly we can also receive in order to bestow within the light of Chasadim. So the light of Chokhmah spreads. The light of Chokhmah spreads in them. From the Creator comes only light, one simple light, direct light. And the created being, according to the power of its vessel, the intention of its vessel, with this light it differentiates between the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chasadim. But it's not like it comes this way from the Creator. The created being scrutinizes the Creator's relation to it and its relation to the Creator, and then determines with what it will become filled. with the bestowal of the Creator, with the light of Chassadim, or even with the...
Where are we?
Question 99. Why is the light of Chassadim inferior to light of Chochmah? Why is light of Chassadim inferior to light of Chochmah? Because it is extended by the intensification of the desire of the emanated being.
And from the emanated being always under the forces of the will to receive, and here he needs to perform actions of bestowal, so he has no forces like those, but so obviously the light that he awakens, called the light of Chassadim, is way less than the light of Chochmah that comes from the Creator. But eventually, we reach a state that the light of Chassadim will be equal to the light of Chochmah. The created being will reach a state that he completely resembles the Creator. And then, the both will be in a hug, in mutual bestowal. Next.
That it holds, and it is without a ration.
Again.
Again. The one who receives... Sorry, the question again. What is the difference between one who receives within and one who receives without, as in Ein Sof? Answer. The one who receives within can only hold within a limited amount of light because of the limitation of the vessel. When receiving without, the vessel does not limit the light that it holds, and it has no ration.
Like surrounding light, we can't measure it. It's around the vessel, but the light that is accepted in the vessel goes through a calculation, restriction screen, reflected light on a will to receive that works. It also works on the light that enters the will to receive and fills the will to receive according to a calculation. That's how we measure it. That's why that's the difference between the light that is received outside the vessel, called surrounding light, and it has a lot of names and a lot of different styles of the light appearing around the vessel, around the desire. And there's the light that enters the desire according to a calculation. That's already the inner light and all the Niran Chai in it and all kinds of more discernments. Many.
Awakens from within it.
Or speaking only about the created being. First of all, we're not speaking on the side, somewhere we don't know about, only towards the created beings. What is revealed, that's what we're speaking about. So, if the light of Chochmah is revealed towards the created being, according to that, he knows that there's a creator, and that he's bestowing to him. He created the desire in him, and he appears towards that desire. And then the created being, when he awakens, it's clear to him that he's awakening because the Creator awakened him. And then now, he needs to think whether he agrees with his awakening towards the Creator, let's say the will to receive that I want to receive, or can I do something else with it? If I do something else outside of the Creator awakening me, is that right? The Creator wants me to receive. He awakens the will to receive in me. Why should I restrict it and not want to receive and want to do something towards the Creator, some action that he didn't awaken me directly to do it? And then the created being starts calculating. That's why this whole wisdom is called the wisdom of receiving, how we can receive from the Creator according to our desire and according to the intentions and different influences he awakens in us. And now we're in calculations to receive, to bestow, how, for what, and so on. Next.
103. Why are there degrees in circles not regarded as being one below the other before the appearance of the line?
Again,
why are the degrees in circles not regarded as one below the other before the appearance of the line? Answer. Because the restriction did not occur because of the inferiority of the disparity of form.
That's why even though they came out one after the other, it still doesn't mean that one is above and one is below in the difference between degrees. But even though they come out as only as cause and effect. This comes first, this comes afterwards, but not that this is more and this is less. But this came first and this came later. If it's first and later, it's circles. If it's higher than the other, it's already a line. It's actual degrees. Okay. So let's keep going. Yeah.
It's not clear how the restriction is connected to this answer. The degrees are before the restriction. The circles, the faces are before the restriction.
Also before and also after. It doesn't matter. It all depends on the reason why the circles came or the straightness. Straightness comes according to coarseness. Circles come according to cause and effect.
And how is it connected to the reason of the restriction, which was not done because of the inferiority?
Because the restriction didn't come from feeling of being inferior. It came because it wanted to equalize in form. There still wasn't inferiority.
And how is this connected to the cause and consequence?
What's written that you're asking about? Where is that?
He says, why are the degrees not, in circles not regarded as one below the other before the appearance of the line? Because the restriction did not occur because of the inferiority of the disparity of form.
Yeah.
So I'm asking, what's the connection between the restriction not being because of the inferiority of form and the degrees not being discerned as one below the other?
One depends on the other.
Why?
How do the degrees come out?
Degrees in circles?
Yes.
Cause and consequence.
Right.
Good. So why is there, and because of it there is no inferiority, because there are no degrees?
No degree feels inferior to any other discernment except for it. It doesn't feel it. There's no difference. But when there is a difference, so you work from the difference.
And when does the difference begin? When the light comes? When the line comes?
The line comes from the feeling of a difference.
And the restriction was just part of the four phases of direct light? Cause, consequence?
All circles.
Including the restriction?
Right. And after the restriction, there was a vacant space, and the line came into that space and already started building degrees, one below the other. Not cause and effect, but one below the other.
Okay.
Usually we're confused in that because it's already in our brain in such a way that cause and effect is one below the other. But it's not right.
Had it not been restricted?
Again.
Question. Is your evil in the will to receive by the nature of its creation?
The will to receive, is it evil? And you can't say about the Creator that He created evil.
Answer. There is no inferiority in it by the nature of its creation, nor would it appear in it had it not been restricted.
And the restriction happened because the created being wants to equalize and form with
Kabu 2. Do we attain the light of Chassadim before the light of Chokhmah?
No, that's impossible. We build the light of Chassadim before we come to the vessel of reception in the light of Chokhmah. But the light that comes from the Creator is the light of Chokhmah. The response of the vessel already builds the light of Chassadim from it. The end of corrections.
Women, Dom, so what is this world? What does it mean for us on the path?
This world is not what we feel now. This world is called phase four of the will to receive that's revealed in the whole complete.
From Moscow, what is the form of bestowal in practice? How is it expressed in the 10?
As much as each one restricts his will to receive, his ego, and thinks how to help the friend be filled with the upper light, meaning how to help a friend reach the desire to bestow. That is each and every one's work. How we, each one, is incorporated in the others by helping them, everybody, be in the will to bestow. Bring it. What can you do, women?
Okay, in the first part. So what can the 10 do when it feels in a fall, in a descent?
If the 10 entirely feels itself in a fall, so there's nothing to do. If they don't have the forces to cry to the Creator and ask by man of hope, his friend, that the Creator will mercy on them, and they don't have the forces to turn to other tens to help them, to help that ten. So, only what was determined between them, that they can check each other and not let the ten fall. Only that can help. That's how it is.
Latin 13. Before a friend asks for help explicitly, is it permitted to the 10 to interfere and try to help her? How should we act if our friend is in a descent?
You have to just try and see these things and measure them and check them, and according to that, advance. What can you do? There's no miracles here. As much as you'll be connected between you, you'll be able to help each other and save yourself. That's why the Creator broke the vessel, to give us an opportunity to connect and save us all from our low state.
Question from Germany. If I am in such a descent that even my local group doesn't help me, is it okay to then turn to the central group in Petah Tikva?
There should be someone in charge of each and every 10 from outside the 10. They tell me it's the head of languages. So you have to see if you have someone to turn to. If not, so we have to organize. and that has to be. And in such a way, you'll be able to reach a state that you'll get help. And if there is no such person above you in such a way and able to help you or give you the help you need, that's not good. Not that you have to turn to him every time, but still, there needs to be someone like that. There needs to be someone.
In a state
when a person is dead, should he just carry on, drag on until the situation changes?
If a person feels himself as dead, he has no ability to do anything but to come close to the friends and adhere to them, without forces or without mind like he doesn't have, but to be like on his mother's hands. Whatever they do, he can do it from that force of adhesion. They will give him that force of adhesion.